The Today's Homeowner Radio Podcast is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini, and you're at the right place for the most practical, most current, most realistic home improvement information you're going to hear or see or find anywhere. So glad to be with you. And during this hour, we're going to cover a lot of things like cracks in concrete. I know we talk about that a lot, but there's certain cracks that can be really taken care of very easily without it creating a bigger problem. Also, removing a fireplace. You'd be surprised how often that's a request from remodeling contractors to get rid of that fireplace that you don't use anymore so that you have more space. But what's involved in that? It may be more than you're thinking about. Also, can you repair glass sliding doors? We'll tell you a few things that you can do there. We've got lots of emails that came in this week, and also a simple solution coming up right around the corner. What do you have for us, Joe?
Actually, the simple solution, Danny, comes from a listener who emailed me with a way to keep bees from bothering you when you're outdoors. It's really simple, and it doesn't harm the bees at all, so I'll be sharing that later in the hour.
Oh, that sounds good, because now's the time. There's all kinds
That's right.
of things out there with yellow flies and all kinds of other flies that are out there, so we look forward to hearing that. And we want to hear from you as well. Now, if you like to send emails, we like to get them. So send them right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Or you can contact us through our Today's Homeowner hotline. That's a 24 hours a day, 7 day a week hotline that you can call. And that number, 800-946-4420. Also, we get a lot of people engaging with us through Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and of course, all of our TikTok and our reels that are out there. A lot of information that we're providing each and every day so that you can have the best looking house on the block. So we want to hear from you as soon as you can. Joe, we might have some very authentic sounds in the background here.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I think today is the start of about 2 years of extreme construction just to the side of my house. A brand new house is being built.
Oh, really?
Another one's being torn down, an old home being torn down, and another one being built. And
wow.
So, you know, so if you hear some things in the background, we haven't piped that type of mute sound in. That is very authentic. And so anyway, it's a little unsettling, though. A very large track hoe digging out and knocking down big giant oak trees. Now,
oh, wow.
Before anybody panics about trees, sometimes you have to take trees down where the house is going.
Of course.
They're being very conservative on trying to save all of the other trees around, and actually have designed the house so that they could save some of the really large live oak trees. But still,
right.
When you have that banging, and I mean, you almost can feel your house move.
Yeah.
Hopefully the boys will do what they need to do over there and will not bending up a fence or causing a lot of litter in the neighborhood, because I'm the mayor around here and you don't mess up my little town.
You're the self-proclaimed mayor. Now that you're in town, you're the mayor.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you happen to know the new homeowners? Do you happen to know who's
moving
in?
They're great people.
Okay.
Looking forward to them being our neighbors, and they're excited as can be, just like when I was building down here on the river. They just can't wait. But, you know, they are hiring someone to do it, so they're that's much different than building it yourself, because when you're building it yourself, I mean, you are truly in the middle of it. But, you know, when you're hiring someone, you're coming down, hey, let's look around and see what happened today, and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit different, but it's going to be a good transition. But you just have to, you know, have to realize there's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of inconvenience and cars parked in your driveway. And, you know,
but at least you know it's short lived, whether it's 2 months or 5 months or six, you know, it's not going to be forever. It's not like they're putting a highway through your neighborhood where now it's going to be noise forever. It'll quiet down eventually.
Funny you mentioned that,
because
right at the end of this 2 year period, basically, of all of these two houses being built is when they start paving the road.
Oh.
Yeah. So then we get to pave the road. So, you know, I really need one of those little bitty helicopters. That would be good.
To get in and out of your neighborhood?
No, better than that, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy, and I hope I'm not insulting anybody. Let's see if I can remember the name of the, it's a convertible Chrysler. Oh, what kind of car is those little things? Sebring.
Sebring.
I'm going to buy me one of those little convertible Sebrings and park it up at the boat ramp.
Okay.
And that way I can just jump in my boat, go up there, tie my boat up, get in my fancy sports car, and head on into town. That sounds just like me, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. It does sound like you.
Yeah. It's just getting the toolbox on the convertible always is a challenge.
Well, you put the top down and you put anything you want and you let it stick up in the air. Yeah. As long as you clear the power lines, you'll be all right.
Hey, I want to share with you a few things. You might be looking out that back door and wondering, what can we do different in our backyard that will make it a little more cozy? We have a few suggestions for you. You might want to look at, some people like this look of taking out all of the mulch and putting in decorative stone instead. Now, a lot of areas that have water restrictions and have a harder time keeping different ground cover growing and so forth, choose that path. That's one way to go. Another one, you see a lot of people taking scrap lumber or pallet lumber or lumber and building these cool little tiki bars. Even if you don't drink alcohol, still having the cool little tiki bar in the backyard. I know you've seen a lot of those designs. That's kind of a cool little focal point in the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I saw one last time I was shooting Simple Solutions. I went down to Mobile and visit with Danny and I was shooting the Simple Solutions. Scott Gardner, who directs the Simple Solutions shoot and has been my coworker and buddy for like over 20 years now, I guess. He built one in the back. He has a shop in the back where which we often shoot our Simple Solutions. And right on the side of his shop, he built this little bar. You step up onto this platform, basically like a little deck, and he built this bar. There's a little overhang to keep the sun out. And it's great. And it's small. It's only, I don't know, maybe 3 feet by 8 feet or something like that. Metal stools. It's great. Yeah, really nice, cozy place to sit outside. Something a little different than just sitting on a deck.
And some of the other things you can do is if you've seen the segments where we've used a stencil and stenciled a pattern on concrete, you really need to look into that. I'm telling you, you can completely transform the look of a plain, ugly patio into an amazing looking thing with just using this stencil and a little bit of paint. So that's one way that you can really dress up your patio. Joe, but what about some other things?
A lot of people are putting planters out onto decks and patios this time of year. And, you know, even a relatively small planter, when you get it full of dirt and with a little tree or some kind of plant in it and it gets wet, it's extremely heavy. So you have a couple of options. You can use lightweight planters, meaning ones made of plastic, not clay. And they also make, specifically designed for these planters, dollies, I guess that would be the correct term. Round, really heavy-duty wheels, and set them on there. You know, if you need help, get someone to help you to put it on there or put it on the planter on there before you load it up with soil. And then you can roll it around. Because often you might want to, if you got a really heavy rain, you might want to move it into someplace covered, or you want to chase the sun, you want to move it around so it gets the most sun. So definitely check into these lightweight planters because, you know, those heavy ones just sit on. And plus, had a call just last week, there wasn't it, Danny, where someone said there was a planter on a deck or a patio and it was just sitting on it. And of course, it stained the concrete. And now if they move the planter, they're going to be looking at this stain. So, yeah, definitely change out those planters for something a little more lightweight.
Hey, another thing you might consider in your backyard is kind of a dedicated game area. Now, that game area could be a pickleball court. Everybody's playing pickleball these days, and you could actually create that. But I'll tell you, Joe, one of the things we're doing at the – because we're going to the winner of the Backyard Paradise contest.
All right.
That's just south of Atlanta, Georgia. We're going there soon to tape that segment and so forth. And one of the things in their interview that came out is they love bocce ball. So we're going to create a bocce ball court in their backyard next to their deck. So, you know, it actually could be one of those things that if you had a lot of people over and you needed to use it for a patio surface, you just put a table there, a tablecloth, and you've expanded your patio. So we're doing it kind of as a dual purpose thing. And we've got the bocce ball scorecard, all of that kind of thing. So
good.
That should be a lot of fun. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can create little areas in the yard for the kids. And it might be, you know, an area that you build with mulch around a playground, you know, swing set type of environment.
Sure.
A lot of different ways that you can make your yard the destination yard. A lot of different ways. And also amazing how you can go to Home Depot now and buy all of these colorful outdoor cushions. And you might have this drab wicker furniture and put a splash of color in it and a little bit of personality by putting some pillows in there. That makes a big difference too. Just a few ideas to help you have a better looking backyard. Hey, we're just getting started on today's Homeowner Radio this week. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about cracks in concrete and put the spotlight on a special station that airs the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show is heard coast to coast on some amazing stations, and this station is a brand new station to add the Today's Homeowner Radio Show to their air, and we appreciate it. Dover, New Hampshire, WTSN AM 1270 and 98.1 FM. Special hello to everybody there in New Hampshire. A lot of great people there and a lot of beautiful scenery. We want to help you make your house the best looking one on the block. Here's how you can, how we can do it. Just give us a call at 800-946-4420 or send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now we're going to Iowa where we have a lot of great listeners. Manny's on the line right now. Manny, tell us what's going on around your house there.
I have a front step that's butt up against our porch, but it keeps separating. I put backer rod in there and I sealed it, you know, to keep the weather out. But every year it keeps getting further and further apart. Any recommendations?
Well, you know, what happens a lot of times on steps like this is maybe the water hits it and it runs off and it's kind of rolls right underneath it and starts deteriorating the soil or the quality of the soil that you have under it. And that's where a lot of the ongoing settling can take place. Now, you're still talking about, you know, could have the thermal cracking, the expansion and, you know, contraction that you have with that. So you want to make sure no water is able to get underneath it. I'm actually looking at the pictures that you sent now. Appreciate that. But on the backer rod and what you did there, that is the right thing to do. But I'll tell you, you might need to step up to a really incredible caulk. Now, this is one that we've tested a little bit because the claims on this caulk is pretty significant in terms of its flexibility. It's like 100% flexibility. So, you know, if it expands, you know, let's say your crack is quarter inch and it goes out to a half inch, this caulk will go with you. And if it compresses back to where it's only an eighth of an inch, this caulk will have that flexibility. And it's from Titebond, so you know the name Titebond. The name of the caulk is Duramaster. That'd be the way to do it. Take your putty knife and scrape off all that other stuff. You might need to lay a bead of this caulk in and let it dry for about 10 minutes, then put another bead in there and then work it with your finger or your putty knife. That'll keep the water out of there and that'll keep it from getting any worse. And you can go down the sides of that step if you want to as well. Just do a nice, neat job on it, but you'll only have to do it once.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I will try that.
All right. Well, it's a good idea, though, Manny, that being proactive like that. Otherwise, that step's going to continue to sink. And I tell you, once those things sink, it's pretty hard to get them back up to where they look good without ending up with a lot of cracked concrete in your hands.
Okay, great. I appreciate the information.
Okay, Manny, thanks for being a part of the show. We appreciate it. Okay, have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, that is the case so many times on sidewalks. You know, on sidewalks, Joe, you have a lot of, you know, root issues, roots, you know, working those things up. Man, some of these tremendous oak trees we have here in the southeast, boy, they can lift us heavy. I mean, hundreds, thousands of pounds of concrete, and they can lift it a foot up in the air. Now, yeah, that just shows you that gradual growth of those trees. You have to give them a little room, and you have to give them, you know, a little expansion area there, or you're always going to have cracks around those trees.
Yeah, and you know, there's no way to avoid it. You know, we don't usually recommend cutting the roots of a tree because we're not sure which root you're cutting and how many you're cutting, and you could kill the tree. So yeah, whenever I see someone planting a tree near a sidewalk, I want to pull over and tell them not to do it. But you know, I typically just drive on. But yeah, so be really careful with that, and also planting trees under power lines because then the branches will get tangled up in the lines. But yeah, as far as Manny goes, I would certainly try re-caulking that, but looking at this step, it looks like a cold pour, meaning they poured this on top of a cured concrete sidewalk. I would chip the whole thing out and just replace it, because I don't think there's anything, like you said, there's nothing to stop this from settling and pulling away.
Yeah, it's amazing the kind of movement that you get like that. Hey, let's go to the emails. If you'd like to send us an email, do it right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Sue in Tennessee wrote. She's kind of funny here. Said, hey, Danny, I've been watching your old 1998 episodes online. Says, why is your hair so funny looking? No, she didn't say that. She said,
no, I said that.
I was curious about Danny's shovel he uses on the gardening segments. It resembles a regular spade-shaped shovel with a short handle, but it's bent at a 90 degree. Looks like it's easy to dig with. What is the name and where can I get one? I love the show. I watch old episodes on Roku, and I record new episodes on my DVR. Thanks for all that you do. Sue, we appreciate that nice email. And again, if you want to send us one, todayshomeowner.com/ask.
And do you know what she's talking about? Do you know
the truth? I don't. I mean, I used to use a lot of the spade shovels that didn't have the traditional larger shovel. It had more of the sharpshooter shovel, like you would use to dig ditches with. It's only about 4 to 5 inches
wide. Like a trench shovel.
Yeah. Trenching shovel. Yeah. I use that a lot. But I'll tell you what I would do, Sue. Why don't you go to Ames.com, AMES.com, or Google Ames Garden Tools. They came out with a whole specialty line of tools about 4 or 5 years ago to add to their line. Matter of fact, Ames Tools, it's always interesting Americana story, the second oldest American company there is. I mean, they were like, they helped build America, they used to say, because they're
literally
there's tools that the company started 3 or 4 years before the United States was even founded, you know, so it goes way back there. But anyway, go to their website and look at their products. You'll see the shovel that you're looking at. It'll also see where you can buy those. But also, you know, for any of you that are, you know, out there starting to do some gardening, there are so many specialty tools now. There's this weed whistle looking thing that you can stick on top of a weed.
What?
And you push down on a pedal, and it spins and pulls that root right out. I don't care what kind of, but it pulls that weed right out by the root, and then you can throw it in a 5-gallon bucket next to you. Once you get the hang of it, get it oiled up just right, man, you can walk around your yard with your 5-gallon bucket and knock out a lot of eaves. So again, just go to Ames.com and you'll find something.
Want to explain why it's necessary to throw these weeds into a 5-gallon bucket instead of laying them on the grass?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Yeah. I'll tell you, don't throw weeds. Pull them, you throw them on your sidewalk. What you're doing is you're multiplying those weeds exponentially. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of little seeds can fall out of those without you knowing it. It rains the next time, and suddenly you've got 10 times more weeds than you pulled. Well, that's why you put it in a 5-gallon bucket, you throw it directly in your garbage can, wash out the 5-gallon bucket in a suitable area. And so thanks for bringing that up, Joe, because that's a big mistake people make all the time. They think.
Do you know anybody that's made that mistake? Danny,
I happen to be married to her for 40 long years. I mean, not long years, 40 years.
40 very short years.
And she, I'll walk out sometime. I mean, it's great that she's pulling weeds, and she reminds me of that. She goes, you know, I'm pulling weeds.
Go back in the house.
But I'll just go, and I can just look at the weeds now on the sidewalk, and I don't have to do anything more. I'm getting them. I'll get those. You and that Joe Truini, he's always after
That's
me.
That's right.
Hey, let's grab another email real quick. This is Lois in Texas. This is one I want you to answer, Joe, because it's something that I know you've written stories on. I want to have our AC ducts professionally cleaned because I don't believe it's ever been done before. The home is around 10 years old. We don't have any pets, and we don't smoke. Plus, I found mold around some of the registers. What causes mold, and how can I prevent it? The indoor humidity is often the same as the outdoor humidity. That's a big sign, around 70%. Yeah. What would you recommend to Lois on this one,
Joe? Wow, there's a lot going on. First of all, the indoor humidity should not be 70% no matter what it is outside. So she has to look into how to, you know, reduce that. But mold around the registers has little to do with if the ducts need to be cleaned. It sounds like there's, you know, with that high a humidity hitting the cold ducts, you're going to get some mold because you're going to have condensation. So a lot of this is just a humidity problem, Danny. The humidity in the house is way too high. And as far as cleaning ducts, that's a bit of a controversy. I've read articles from professionals say there's never really any need to clean ducts, but there are duct cleaning companies. And what are they doing if they're not cleaning ducts? I assume they're getting these as clean as they can. So if she suspects that these ducts, and you can have a professional come in and inspect them and make sure they run a camera in there or show you that they're really dirty, she can get them professionally clean. But more importantly, she has to reduce the humidity in this house.
So I would get an air conditioning professional out there as soon as you can, because I'll bet you find that your unit is what's called short cycling. It may be too
on
large
and off,
for your
on
house.
And, off, right?
Yep. And maybe they can adjust it to where it runs more regular, getting rid of that humidity. Extremely important, especially with the hot weather that we have ahead. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of a fireplace. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, whether you're camping or stranded on the side of the road, when you need a good flashlight, you need a good flashlight. The brand new 1200 lumen dual power rechargeable flashlight from Husky provides the brightness and long life you need. It has a 6 light mode, including turbo, which delivers a blazing 1500 lumens for 45 seconds. The twist focus makes switching from spot to flood as easy as the twist of your wrist. And the light includes a rechargeable battery that can be charged without removing the battery. Plus, there's a USB-C charging cable for super fast charging, and the light can also be powered by 3 AAA alkaline batteries. For more information on this Husky 1200 lumen dual power flashlight, log on to HomeDepot.com. You know, I wonder how many flashlights I have in this house. That's a good purging thing, is to go through and throw away all those little $2 plastic flashlights. Yep. You probably have $2 flashlight with $8 worth of batteries in it, you know?
Yeah. So, and the batteries are always dead when you need the flashlight.
I know it. But, you know, getting one of those little battery testers, boy, that has been pretty cool. Because sometimes, you know, you hook something up and it's not working. You go, oh, it must be the battery. You throw the battery away and then you hook another battery in it, you know, and you end up wasting a lot of money on expensive batteries.
So or you put in 3 batteries and one of the batteries is dead and you throw all 3 out.
Yeah.
But how do you know which one without a test? How do you know which one of those 3 is dead?
Yeah, they are nice to have. Hey, let's get back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We'd love to hear from you. 800-946-4420 is the number to call. That's exactly what Raymond in Georgia did. Raymond, welcome to the show and tell us what's going on around your house.
We have a fireplace that we want to take out. This is a split for your home, so the fireplace is on the second story. So it's not a masonry chimney. It's one of those, like a stovepipe inside of it, but it hangs out the middle of the house on the side. We haven't used this for like 15 years, maybe more, and we just want to get rid of it because it limits how we can utilize our living room, and it detracts from the appearance on the outside of the house.
Well, we've certainly torn down quite a few of them and removed quite a few of them. It is a pretty fair project because of all of the different affected areas. I mean, first of all, to remove the inside part of it involves just a little bit of demolition, and then you'll have this rusty, dirty, big metal box that you've got to walk down that set of stairs. That's probably going to be one of the biggest challenges. I would suggest wrapping it in a blanket and then have plenty of help and be very careful in getting it out of your house. Then you're going to be removing all of the piping that's above there. A lot of times that will almost just drop right down into your hands once you remove that firebox. Then your cosmetic aspects of the inside, reframing. You may have some floor issues there where your existing hearth extends out a little bit. That's something that'll have to be considered in how you're going to piece in that flooring. And then the same with the floor, the wall, and any crown molding or anything that you have to tie in there. Those things are usually fairly simple. Don't forget the insulation. Make sure you're insulating that area. Then, of course, one of the more sizable parts of the project is removing that outside section. Now, you can do that in two different phases. You can always do this front part, inside part, get it looking good, start using the room, and then plan on, as long as there's no water getting in that chase, and then you can take down the fireplace chase later, which may involve a little bit of roofing up there and a little bit of fascia board work on a second story level. So that's where some of the more tedious parts of the removal process comes in, because what you want to end up with is a situation where no one could ever tell a fireplace was actually there at some point.
Right. I have problems right now with the fascia up there because where the cricket's coming down and where it comes to the edge of the roof. Since I've lived here, there's been a problem. I've had the fascia and all that stuff repaired 3 times. And it's still... So it's a problem with the roof. And, you know, I want, like, the cricket's only about a foot high or so, right in front of the chimney, or this, the framework for the chimney. And that's... I know it's going to entail some roofing work, and I was trying to determine who do I get to remove that cricket and redo that part of the roofing.
I would look for a remodeling contractor. That's kind of thing that a remodeling contractor does all the time, you know, in alterations like that. And it may be something that you have that chase cut off just below the eave line. And because you're going to want to move quickly when you get to that point, because you're going to be very open to the elements, and to be able to remove that. And then a lot of times you can find a remodeling contractor that can do it all, that you won't have to bring in a roofer or anything. That way it can be removed, the new decking put down properly, and then all of the underlayment, put the shingles right on, all in one project and everything. And the same is going to happen for the siding or bricks or whatever you have on the house will have to be continued once you remove that chase.
Right. We have Hardy on there, and I've got some extra Hardy from when it was installed to begin with. So I know that's going to be part of the project, but I wasn't sure who to contact because most of the roofing companies don't do repairs.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would call your local home builders association, ask them for several names from their membership, because there's a lot of remodeling members in there. And these are usually guys that are really doing a good job. You still want to check references and get prices from about 3 different ones and make sure you have spelled out really well how much work they're going to be done, what they'll do, and all of those things are extremely important so that you're getting an apples for apples bids. But there you're starting out with a good group of people, and you'll be able to find someone, hopefully, that can do every aspect of the work.
All right. That sounds good. I'll try and contact somebody here in Atlanta and see what they have to offer.
Good, good. Okay, Raymond, thanks so much for being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. I'll tell you, you know, there's so many problems with a lot of those crickets, and they're not built properly. And a lot of times, people start, I've gone in and started tearing out fireplace chases before and find out, whoa, this thing didn't have another 2 months left on it before some major problems. Because that's a lot of times little problems exist, and but sometimes it's better just to get rid of the problem than to try to patch it up.
Yeah, and for people who aren't familiar with the term cricket, it's basically a little metal, usually made out of copper or some kind of metal, some kind of weather-resistant metal on the back of a chimney where it meets a roof line, just so water's not, or debris doesn't collect there, kind of sheds it off. And those are very susceptible to leaking and damage. So yeah, it's best to get that done by a professional.
Hey, when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio, we're going to talk about, we're going to answer a lot of emails and also share with you what you can do if you have a chip in an existing glass sliding door. All of that and a whole lot more, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad to be with you. Want you to know that you can reach out to us anytime by email, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or pick up the phone and call us, 800-946-4420. On the hotline right now, Donna from South Carolina. Donna, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Well, we were weed whacking our lawn, and a stone hit our sliding glass door, which is only 2 years old, but it only made a tiniest little chip in it. And we've been looking whether it needs to be replaced or is it possible to repair?
Good question. Joe, I would assume that's all tempered glass or probably
yeah,
should
be,
you know, an operable glass like that. Boy, it almost makes me think about the windshield repair guys.
That's
you know, exactly right.
That's what I was gonna
yeah,
recommend.
I mean, because it's similar, certainly similar glass that that you have in a glass sliding door that you have on your windshield, and I've seen those guys, you know, if they catch it on time, you think that's something that would be advisable for Donna to give a try?
That's what I was gonna suggest. You can buy a windshield repair kit. I think they start around $12. You can get it online, but you can certainly get it at any auto parts store. Now, this has not gone through the glass. You have two panes of glass. It hasn't gone through that outer pane, so there's no fogging or anything like that, any moisture buildup in between the panes. Is that right, Donna?
Correct, and there is no cracking, just a divot.
Yeah, I would get one of those windshield repair kits. Now, I mean, windshields are not perfectly vertical as your door is, so I assume this would still work. I've never used one of these kits, but I assume it's thick enough it's not going to just run down the door, and yours is perfectly vertical. I guess if you could take off the door and lay it flat, it would be best, but I think I would try using it, you know, with the door in place, because other than that, there's not much else you could recommend. As long as something like that hasn't exposed that seal between two panes of glass, hasn't breached that seal, and it lets air in, you know, then there's no reason to replace the door, certainly. So I would do this as soon as possible, just so this doesn't expand and become a crack and then start leaking air. And meanwhile, what do you do? You know, I remember as a kid mowing my lawn and I ran over a clothespin. It was one of those clothespins that was a single piece of wood, not the springtime. And I shot it right through the window of our back porch. My dad never believed that I didn't break it by throwing a baseball. Like, what do you mean you ran over a clothespin? Well, that's what happened. He never did believe me. So I would get one of those windshield repair kits. I think that's your best option.
The other option, if it needed to be replaced, is it, if they put in a new pane of glass, is it sealed the same as a factory seal would be?
Yeah, because you'd have to get it from the factory. You'd have to get it from the same manufacturer. I don't think you can go and buy a stock door for a sliding patio door. So yeah,
okay.
But I think it'd be really, unless you keep shooting rocks at this, I don't think you'll ever need to replace it really, as long as you seal up that chip.
Don't want to do that, but we will try that then. Thank you very much for your help. Hey, I appreciate it.
Love our pleasure, Donna. And certainly we appreciate that and hope you have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
I haven't seen those clothespins. I wonder if they still make those solid wood ones. You know, you just
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You'll appreciate this. You know, of course, in TV production, you use wooden clothespins a lot to clamp little covers over lights and, there's all kinds of different reasons on it. Well, you can go in a production catalog and order these. They call them CP number fours. CP number four, and they're $2.99 a piece. Or you can go to the dollar store and buy 100 of them for $2.99. I mean, exactly. But because they're labeled as production type equipment like that, that happens, and maybe they're a little bit heavier duty and so forth, but the dollar store ones work just fine.
Hold
up little things here and so forth. Let's get one more email in real quick.
Okay.
Joe, you'll know just the answer to this from Maria in Wisconsin. Hi, Danny. Do you have any tricks for removing a really bad dog smell from carpeting? Our golden lab sleeps at the foot of our bed every night and also naps there during the day. And now there's a little funky Fido odor in my carpet. Joe, what can they do? And I'll bet it'll start out with a trip to the pantry.
Absolutely. In fact, Maria, we did a simple solution on this and was exactly for that reason, is to get the dog odor out of a carpeting. What you want to do is make an odor neutralizer. And here's what you need: 2 cups of white vinegar, 4 tablespoons of baking soda. And you mix it up and you pour the solution into a spray bottle. And then we used a quart size spray bottle. So we put the 2 cups and the 4 tablespoons of baking soda. And then we topped it off with water just to fill the bottle, shook it up, and we sprayed it all over the smelly area of the rug. We let it soak in for, 10 or 15 minutes. And then we blotted it with a dry towel, And then once it's fully dry, you can vacuum it, because otherwise the baking soda will be left behind. Now, depending on the amount of odor, you might need to do that 2 or 3 times. But that's a good way to get rid of those pet odors, and any odor, really, out of carpeting.
And speaking of simple solutions, we've got Simple Solution coming up when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the show. We're just about out of this hour of the show, but just enough time for a simple solution. Joe, what do you have?
All right, Danny, this tip actually came from a listener who emailed me, and it's how to keep bees from bothering you at your outdoor gatherings. What you do is you take a brown paper bag and you fill it with either like a whole bunch of plastic bags or bubble wrap or something like that, and you tie it and you hang it. And the plastic inside the paper bag just makes it, instead of collapsing, it'll hold its shape like a big round shape of just this brown plastic. And you hang it someplace, and bees and wasps will think it's a hornet's nest, and they'll just stay away. Huh. And this woman said she's been doing this for years, and it works great without, of course, killing the bees. So try that. Just a simple tip. Of course, you have to take it down if it starts raining or something. But other than that, you hang it up, and just that shape and the color of it is enough to scare off bees and wasps.
I'll be. You know, I've heard something similar to that. I was at a hunting camp one time, and I saw that, and it was pretty authentic looking. Of course, it had been up there and had spider webs all over. It looked like a hornet's nest. And he said it's been very successful because they used to have, since they're not there all the time, you know, and the bees can have a lot of fun to settle down. That he had a lot of problems with them. He said it took care of. So that's another great solution to a common problem. And we appreciate that listener sending in. If you have a tip that's worked for you, don't assume that we already have it and know it and have shared it with everybody. Share it with us. And again, you can go to our hotline at 800-946-4420. 24 hours a day, doesn't cost you a dime. Pick up the phone, give us a call, or todayshomeowner.com/ask. Hey, while you're at Today's Homeowner, find out what's on our Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. What you'll see is a laundry room addition, or basically renovation, that we did at Chelsea's house. It's part of Chelsea's Ranch Revival. We've already done 6 or 7 shows there. You can go online at todayshomeowner.com and check it out. But this weekend, the only place you can see this one is on our national television show. A lot of really great ways that we made this space that she has a lot more efficient, and you need to check it out. Go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. Another thing I want to mention to you is a fantastic project that we have coming up that'll be the last show of our 25th season of our national television show. And we're actually taping it at the USS Alabama battleship. If you don't know anything about the USS Alabama, amazing amount of history, an amazing tourist attraction here in Mobile, Alabama. And we're going in with about 150 volunteers.
Wow.
And we're painting part of the ship. We're landscaping.
Beautiful.
We're taking care of one of the memorials there. We're even putting LED lights to highlight a B-52 bomber. Not something that we normally do on Today's Homeowner, but to bring the community together and to do all of that. If you want to find out more about it, go to todayshomeowner.com/battleship. Now, if you're in or around the Mobile area, would like to drive to Mobile to be a part of that, you can also sign up to be a volunteer. Or if you want to donate some money that'll go directly to this cause, it also has a place there that maybe you want to buy water for everybody, or maybe you want to buy lunch for everybody one day, or maybe you just want to throw in $5 or $10 to help out on that. Whatever, 100% of the money will go into making this battleship look better and more attractive to all of the many visitors that join there. It's the largest tourist attraction in the state of Alabama, and we're going to be right there doing our part, honoring our veterans, honoring this great monument that's there for our veterans, and it's a pretty cool thing. Joe, I look forward for you seeing that show, and you'll see why I'm so excited about it, but we're going to grab those volunteers, and we're going to get out there and make a big difference on that project.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to seeing the footage of that, and I'm sure the people of Mobile and the people who run this monument are very grateful for anything, any help. So, and it's a great setting, by the way. If you've not been down there, right on the right on the water.
We'll tell you more about that. You'll see a lot on our social media and a lot more as we get closer. That project takes place the first week in June, the 5th through the 9th. So if you want to join in, go to todayshomeowner.com/battleship and find out all about it. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll see you soon.